In today's podcast, we talk about remembering God's identity in the midst of our tragedies and trials. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Humility, y'all, is a mother. And no, I wasn't censoring myself or pretending to swear even. Humility is a mother, as it births so many beautiful things. But pride is a mother as well, like mother of opposition to God and death. They're all offspring of pride. A prerequisite to life in God, to faith, to trust is a level of humility. To truly trust in Jesus for our salvation and to accept his sovereignty over our lives, there is a level to which we must recognize that we cannot do that which we trust Jesus to do. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot make all the right calls. We cannot live a life of purity. We need him for all of that. That takes humility to be needful of someone other than yourself. God gives grace to the humble, the word says. So if you agree that this is true, then we must see that humility is one of the big goals that God is after in our life, because it can lead us to him. So what are some of the things that produce humility in our lives? Well, in business, we'd ask it like this. What are the lead measures, right? If a life of humility is the goal or the big lag measure, what practical, measurable things can be done that can then lead us down that path, that lead us to that goal, you know, and the goal of humility lagging behind, right? The painful truth is difficulty, trial, trouble, turmoil, all the things that we so desperately run from and work so hard to rid our lives of are just the things that God so often uses to produce the things that we know we need, like humility. In Lamentations 3 today, we read the story of one who is overwhelmed by pain. A life of lament is really being shared in depth there. In just this chapter alone, the author spends 20 verses outlining the sorrows, describing how they dwell in darkness, flesh wasting away, bones broken, torn to pieces, chained, blocked, and walled away. I mean, this is a pretty epically tragic tale of woe, a story of pain that makes you feel for the author. But then something happens. Verse 21. Happens. He says this, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. You guys, something happens in the midst of his pain. The Lord brings to mind the truth that the love of God never ceases. It's hard to remember that in the midst of the trial, but that is the greatest mercy provided to the grief-stricken sojourner, the gift of memory, the one that remembers who God is, right? After passage upon passage of complaining over his life, he says now in verse 26, it is good that one should wait quietly. Wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And then in verse 31, he says, for the Lord will not cast off forever. The pain of today will not last forever. It can't rain all the time, you guys. If you are the heart of sadness right now, you're just stuck in it. The lowliness of pain, let it not be for naught, and allow it to humble you. Allow it to bring you closer to God as you work to wait quietly on him. As you humble yourself under his mighty hand, in the right time, he will lift you up, right? It doesn't mean that you don't share your heart of pain with him, but your anxieties, you do all you can to quiet them and bring them to rest as you grab a hold of peace at his feet and you cast those anxieties on him. You guys, there is hope for those who wait. Jesus came and he healed as he had promised to do, and he's promised to return. So I challenge us all to seek more and more of his spirit that would empower us to believe that we shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Would you pray with me? Father God, we are so grateful for you. Even in the midst of trials, your word reminds us that you're there. Even in the midst of year after year after year of the pain that doesn't seem to subside, of the poverty that is seemingly never ending, of the sorrow, the grief, the loneliness, all the things that we struggle through here in this world, Lord God, you promise that you are there in the midst with your people, that you will never forsake us. Lord God, and your word reminds us over and over and over again that your love never fails, your love never ceases, and that your mercies are new every morning. Lord God, we thank you for your new mercies right now that would rush over us right now. The mercy that would bring with it the memory of your goodness, the memory of who you are, not simply because that's who you say you are, but because we know it to be true, because we've experienced it, Lord God. And we ask that we would taste and see that you are good, and that we would experience your goodness even now in the land of the living. Lord, we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the podcast. I hope you're being blessed by these. And please let me know some feedback, thinking about shifting gears as we move into the end of the year. But I'd love to know how you, the faithful listeners and watchers, are engaging with this. And if there's any things you want me to tweak or give me a thumbs up, let me know. Hey, keep doing like you're doing. I'm here for y'all. This is really what I'm doing here. So, if you're listening, make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss any of these. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, subscribe or follow and leave a comment. I'd love to be engaging with you there. And I'll see you back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.